My dear friends in Christ, we have become that holy season of Passion Time. This is the solemn reliving of Christ's passion and death. Whereas last Sunday, the Laetare Sunday, we had as our theme, Laetare, rejoice. Today the tone is very different, very much more somber and solemn. Christ is accused by the hateful Jews and magnificently defends himself. But in their jealousy, their pride, their hatred, they take out stones to cast at him in order to kill him. But he hides himself. And this is why we cover statues and images today on Passion Sunday, including crucifixes, to remember, to honor this event of Christ hiding himself from the Jews. But there's a historical reason as well. Why do we cover crucifixes? We should think that we want to have our crucifixes uncovered to think of our Lord and his sufferings. But in the early days of Christianity, the cross was viewed differently. It was to the early Christians a sign of triumph, a glorious symbol. The words, in hoc signum vinces, in this sign thou shalt conquer, we hear those words seen by Constantine in the sky. This was very much the attitude of the early Christians, and in art, Byzantine art especially, you see the cross beautifully adorned, often encrusted with jewels. So it was from very early times that the Christians would cover even the crucifix as a sign of mourning. And in fact, it was an ancient custom to have a violet veil covering the entire sanctuary from Passion Sunday until Easter Sunday. But this sad fact remains. Our Lord has been forced to hide himself from the unbelieving Jews. How often has he proven in the 3 years of his public life that he will forgive again and again? His patience, his mercy seems inexhaustible. But there is, unfortunately, a limit. God cannot force anyone to love him. This is the greatest punishment that we can think of. Christ hiding himself from a soul. Chance after chance has been given, but grace has been finally and solidly rejected. Spiritual writers say that the church, the mystical body of Christ, mirrors the life of Christ while on earth. And it's difficult to not make a correlation here. Doesn't it feel like our Lord has been forced to hide himself from society? We are certainly living in the times of the great apostasy. And I don't mean to say apocalypse, because I think it's a bad idea to make pronouncements. Our Lord said, you know not the day nor the hour. But of the apostasy, we can be fairly sure. 1 billion Catholics, 1 billion Catholics do not have the true sacraments. Do not even really have the faith. What was the Catholic Church does not have our Lord. He has been rejected too often and too violently by crying. crimes such as abortion, homosexuality, terrible societal crimes, and he has been forced to hide himself. But what does this mean to us? We should never, and I mean never, let thoughts like this lead us to pure negativity. There's a tendency, I think, to conclude this meditation with thoughts of how disgusting the world is, how horrible people are. And even if it is not voiced, we might subconsciously think something like, how lucky we are to be not part of this rabble. My dear friends, doesn't this sound a bit like the arrogant Pharisee who was boldly and unabashedly condemned by our Lord? We must never let our thoughts wander in this direction. We shun the spirit of the world, yes, of course, but God and only God judges the world. My thoughts in this connection need to stay only with our Lord and myself. What can I do to never reject Jesus? How can I be sure to always respond to his grace? What can I do to comfort him in his loneliness? We have to think, though Christ was rejected by the Jews, we know with certainty that he still loved them. And in a very short time, he would prove this love beyond the shadow of any doubt by being crucified on the cross. The world today sadly does largely reject Christ and his teachings. But he still loves with a burning love every single soul. We have to follow our Lord. In many, many ways, we will be rejected. He told us this very clearly. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. John 15:20. We should have nothing to do with the spirit of the world. And if we are rejected, then that should be a sign of a good thing. But the lesson is this: we must suffer willingly, like our Lord. We must follow him. Rather than making judgments and shaking our heads at the sinfulness of the world, let's do something to help. We should love every single soul like Christ does. His sufferings, his passion, and his death prove this love. So let us also suffer patiently alongside our Lord from our homes in a quiet, unassuming way, simply by carrying our daily crosses. We can participate in his crucifixion. We can participate in the redemption. We can help to save ourselves, and in a very real way, help to save the rest of the world. My dear friends in Christ, let us pray fervently, daily, to understand and take to heart the words of our Lord. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
yours. Amen.